This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. The 2013 Rabelais Run for Life, which raises funds for organ and tissue donations, is a yearly nonprofit event that our guest, Paul Rabelais, an attorney in Baton Rouge, supports. Mr. Rabelais is the major sponsor for this wonderful event, and he is also an estate planning attorney, and therefore he recognizes the need for organ donation awareness. Welcome, Mr. Rabelais.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Delighted to have you. You've been involved in LOPA, or Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, as a volunteer for several years. Why do you participate?
Yeah, it's a great organization. For years now, I've been an attorney, and as an estate planning attorney, people have asked me over the years how they can affect organ donation. They want to be an organ donor, and I didn't really know. So I started looking into that, and then I discovered LOPA, the Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, and saw all the things that they did, and then started to hear some of the stories of some of the donor families and recipient families, and how powerful those stories were and how many lives were affected. So we made that decision to get involved with the Run for Life, and it's just it gets warmer and better every year seeing these families that are affected by someone making that decision to say yes for organ donation. It's really a great cause. We're happy to be part of it.
It has a major objective, and that's maintaining the Louisiana Donor Registry. How does LOPA get it done on a nonprofit budget?
Well, it's tough. Like other nonprofits, they do what other nonprofits do. They make the best use of the resources that they have. They have some great partners. For example, the Department of Motor Vehicles is a major partner of LOPA. People can sign up for organ donation on their driver's licenses, get the little red heart. And then there are community educators. There are a lot of volunteers. All of the donor and recipient families get the word out. So it's a partnership with many different people that contribute.
118,000 men, women, and children are currently waiting on the transplant list. This is nationwide, which means the work is not done.
Oftentimes, when someone needs an organ donation, it's hard to find that match. So that makes it so critical that people who are interested in becoming organ donors sign up, so that it makes it easier to find those matches for those people who are in need at that particular time.
The Louisiana Community Outreach Programs offer formal presentations like health fair exhibits, etc. What does the community outreach team actually do, and what's the makeup of the team?
Yeah, there is a community educator for this area. We're in the Baton Rouge area here. Her name is Lori Steele. And yeah, I always enjoy looking at their Facebook page, for example, because they're going into the hospitals, they're going into the schools, they're going into the employers, and they're making presentations, making people aware. So these community educators and this outreach team, which is not just the employed community educators, but again, it's those people who were positively affected by organ donation that give of their time and efforts and resources to go out in the community, whether it's through special events or to employers or hospitals, just to help make people aware of organ donation.
61 people can benefit from the gifts of only one donor. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a really big number. 61 people can benefit from one organ donor, but people sometimes are reluctant to be an organ donor just because they're not aware, they don't understand the process. But when 61 people can benefit from things like, you know, two corneas can be restored to two recipients, tissues can enhance up to 50 patients through reconstructive surgeries. Organs that are often recovered and donated include the heart, lungs, liver, pancreas, kidneys, small intestines. And then tissues can be recovered for skin and bone and heart valves and veins and tendons and ligaments. So when you add all that up, over 60 people can benefit from one organ donor. And I've even seen where we've got stories of people in our area where one person passed away. They said yes to organ donation, and there are 7 people alive today because that one person said yes to organ donation.
Thanks, Mr. Rabelais. For more information about the Rabelais Run for Life, go to wrkf.org. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.